This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The state of New York has enacted the nation's first statewide moratorium on data centers. The moratorium puts New York State at the forefront of the national debate over artificial intelligence companies' impact on American landscapes and energy grids. The statewide moratorium, the first of its kind to be enacted in the United States, will temporarily bar the state from approving permits for so-called hyperscale data centers, which use 50 or more megawatts of power to operate. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed the executive order stopping development of data centers, but the order also will require data centers to pay into a state fund to help with badly needed electrical grid improvements. Hochul is also pushing for legislation that would strip data centers of their tax subsidies so as to mitigate their burden on taxpayers. The move was celebrated by conservationists and by other states and entities grappling with the hurried construction of massive data centers across the U.S. A recent Gallup poll found that Republicans and Democrats alike oppose data center construction, citing the facility's rapacious demand for water and energy at a time when electricity costs are rising. Data centers are largely unregulated, which has contributed to a Wild West atmosphere, with companies racing to build as many as 1,500 new data centers across the country, from former tobacco fields in Virginia to Native American land along the Columbia River in Washington to the largest proposed data center in the nation, just northwest of Billings in Broadview, Montana. The boom has sparked dozens of moratorium proposals at the state and federal level. In March, the Seminole Indian Nation passed a complete moratorium, barring development on the tribe's lands in Oklahoma. In Maine, the state legislature passed the country's first statewide moratorium, but that bill was vetoed by Maine Governor Janet Mills. New York's moratorium on hyperscale data centers follows the state's previous efforts. Earlier this year, New York Governor Hochul took the first steps toward requiring data centers to either provide their own energy by building on sites that already have power-generating equipment, or to pay a premium to buy from the grid. Those rules are expected to be in effect in the new year. A person struck by falling rocks on Glacier National Park's Going to the Sun Road earlier this month has died from their injuries. The rocks tumbled through the roof of a vehicle the person was riding in as it traveled along the Rim Rock section of the road just below Logan Pass on July 11th. First responders took the individual to Logan Health Medical Center in Kalispell, where they later died from their injuries. Glacier National Park crews have placed bolts in some areas of the rock face above the Going to the Sun Road to help prevent rock falls, but injuries from falling debris do still occur. In 2019, a 14-year-old Utah girl was killed when rocks fell onto the Going to the Sun Road near the East Side Tunnel in Glacier National Park. Montana State University is in the process of developing its next strategic plan and is hosting Bozeman Community Listening Sessions. The MSU Strategic Plan Listening and Input Session is Thursday, July 30th, 6 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library, 626 East Main Street in Bozeman. The university hopes to gather input from citizens and residents about what MSU can do better, how MSU can more firmly root itself and serve Montana, and ideas for MSU's future, like a project, program, or other new initiative. There's information online about Montana State University's strategic plan process at montana.edu/strategic plan. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.